date me. It's a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you ask me to clip your toenails and keep them in a locket, I would do that. I'm running out of these little intro things. And that one's the grossest one I think I've come up with. Okay, my guest today, I'm so excited. You know her, you love her. Actually, what are your pronouns? Do you like her or do you like him?
I go by him, her. Look, as long as you pay me, I really don't care.
Well, I'm not gonna pay you! Actually, I will. I have to retroactively pay everyone who's been on the podcast.
Okay.
Because I've made some money on it.
Yeah.
So you will get a little Venmo.
Okay.
And a phone. My guest today, you've heard a little bit of the voice, and I bet you're excited. It's Monique Hart! RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, All-Star Season 4?
No, I'm not that old.
Wait, which season?
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 10, the one that has an Emmy.
Yes, I said 10.
Oh, I thought you said 2.
No, 10.
I was like, girl, she's putting me back there with, like, Raja.
No, 10.
Yeah, 10, and then All-Stars 4.
4, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said 2. I was like, 2, girl. That's before they had a budget. That part.
Oh, but those are what my favorite
those
seasons.
Those are some of the best seasons, though.
See, I just rewatched Season 1. It is so funny.
Girl, that RuPaul glaze filter.
Oh,
they just
I love
took
it.
Vaseline.
They took Vaseline. They said, nobody will know these are men in dresses. And the world went, huh, I guess they're not men in dresses?
Guess not. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, they had Maury. Maury, that's a man because they didn't have the Vaseline on the screen.
I guess they stopped doing that.
They really did.
Which is probably for the best.
Probably. It's very problematic now.
Audience members stand up and scream, Maury, that's a man! Monique, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you so much for having me.
I truly adore you. You are one of the funniest queens, I think, to go through the show. Honestly, you asking how to paint on All Stars is iconic. How do you paint? Up and down. Who says? What? And then the answer was Jesus, and then you did it the other way.
I swore I've seen somebody paint a wall, like, one of those ways, and I was just
I think what you saw was someone going diagonal.
Maybe.
Not horizontal. But I truly paused it and was like, huh, that's my favorite thing that's happened.
Yeah, girl, butch. Yeah, I can, you know, garden. I can mow the grass. Actually, not true. When I was 10 years old, my mom used to be like, go cut the grass, and I would pay somebody $10 to cut the grass.
Really?
The grass was probably as big as this, like, this table right here, you know. But that was it. I'm not cutting it, no.
Fair. I don't think I've ever cut grass before.
No, but I did like to look at the men who did.
Mm-hmm. So did the ladies in my neighborhood, because my dad would cut the grass in bike shorts. And you better believe I grew up with a bunch of white people. So when I was an adult, I realized why women would stop by the house and be like, hi, Trevor.
What was
How's it going, Trevor?
They didn't even call him Mr. Byer.
Nope. It was Trevor. And like they always had makeup on and it looked really nice. And I was just like, our neighborhood's friendly.
Yeah. So
it's like, nope, there's a man with a big black dick and bike shorts doing, like, yard work.
Where was your mom?
Oh, she was inside. She was not threatened at all. My mother was a very confident woman, not threatened in the slightest.
I live.
Yeah, after they both passed, and after my dad passed away, me and my sister found an economy-sized box of condoms in his, like, armoire, and we were like, oh, so I guess they be fucking. So I guess that's why she was not worried.
Girl, go on ahead. Go on look, girl. It's fine.
Monique, where did you grow up?
I born and raised in Long Island, New York. So Roosevelt, Hempstead, Freeport, all of that. And then in 2001, the devil.
Yes, yes. Is it a text or is it a call?
No, it's a merch. I'm about to go on tour. So, and it's my merch guy. He's like, hey, we got everything. Sorry about that.
Oh.
I grew up in Long Island, New York. And then I moved to Virginia in 2000. Yeah, in 2000.
Okay.
And then moved to Kansas City in 2008 to pray the gay away and do seminary and Bible college and all of that. And
seminary, I'm super, like, I grew up Christian, but I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of, like, how you get into the church. So, seminary.
How you get in? Girl, you just walk in and the doors of the church are open.
Well, what's seminary? I know how you get into a church. But, like, being a deacon and a deaconess, how do you do that? Do you have to go to seminary?
No, I mean, to be a deacon, you just, like, usually deacons and, like, you know.
You just have to be an old black man.
Yeah, you know, and just faithful, show up, you know, unlock the church, you know, cut the grass, you know, hang out with the pastor and stuff like that to be a deacon, I guess. I don't really know.
So it's like a fraternity without the hazing.
Girl.
Because you're also paying dues. I mean, it goes to the Lord, but, like, you're paying dues for some friends.
Oh, foolish. Right? So accurate, though. So accurate, girl. So accurate. And people in the community are still homeless and hungry. But you got a Bentley. But mm-hmm. Hey, that part.
I mean, it's wild that a pastor, like, when I was 17, I was like, so wait, we pay for his house for him, his daughter, her kids, mm-hmm. his wife.
Her kids. Mm-hmm. That part. Mm-hmm. That part. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got to move out on your own. And we're paying his car note. Her car note, her kid's car.
Girl, corruption.
What?
Corruption.
And I was like, and then they're like, he works so hard, you know, praying. And I was
how?
Like, okay. Girl. But like, show me something tangible. Please. Instead of paying that house bill, how about you go into the community and do something?
Very bad.
That was like when I was like, I don't know about organized religion.
Yeah, girl.
It's a little. But tell me about seminary.
Seminary school, it was crazy. You know, I, so I, when I filled out my application to go, you know, I opened up about my testimony, my story, mm-hmm. and how I struggled. SSA, same sex attraction.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what they call it?
Yes, girl. The little acronyms, girl. Anyway, I did that, and so I had to go through this, like, other inner healing that was, like, for the hoes, mm-hmm. the homosexuals, and, like, anyone else who had, like, codependency, emotional dependency issues or whatever,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
And so,
this is conversion therapy.
Yes, but not the hardcore extreme stuff, like, okay. We're going to strap you to a chair, make you look at porn, and, like, yeah, there's real, like, shock therapy.
Whoa!
They
make you look at straight porn, yeah. Like, this is the one you
this
like.
This is the way, yeah, very bad, girl. Crazy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's intense.
Very, very that.
Ooh,
girl.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Very that. And even if I was strapped down to a chair looking at straight porn, I promise you, I'd have been looking at his wing wing.
Right?
Okay. Very that. I'm not looking. It's so rude. I remember as a kid, I was thinking about this the other day, like, because Netflix has some new show and they showed everything, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's hers and his. Okay. But I remember as a kid, like, if you saw a pair of boobs, mm-hmm. you know that humping was coming. Uh-huh. So you know a man was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And I remember and I was thinking, like, oh, I used to get so turned on by boobs. And was like, no, I used to know that if boobs are there,
a man's
going to be there too. So very
that's bad. So funny to realize. You're like, oh, I thought I loved them titties.
But no.
But I was like, oh, no, the titties mean a dick is coming.
A dick is coming. Very bad.
Ooh, maybe that's what I was getting. I think I was just excited that people were fucking. When I was little, I was just like, ooh wee, they're doing something that people keep telling us
right?
not to.
Your mother be like, cover your eyes.
No, my mom was very open. Like,
really?
She was a Christian, deep in the church, but was like a realistic person.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very vivid memory of watching Soul Food. And when
Faith, that was a girl.
When Faith is pushed up against the wall by
that was a sexy girl.
By, I can't remember
that
whose
sexy
husband.
Black man girl.
Yes, my yes. mother. After it was done, my mother looked at me and she went, "That takes a lot of stamina. It is hard to have sex standing up."
Oh.
And then she left the room, and I was like, "What a way to leave a room to tell me that sex is impossible!"
Oh my
and then
gosh.
To just leave me with that.
I remember it was Under Siege with. Who's the guy? Something Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Him. He had some mm-hmm. movie and some woman jumped out of a cake and she was dancing topless. And my mother uh-huh. was like, no, you shall not watch it. And I'm thinking now, like, my mom didn't get cable because she didn't want me to watch porn mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm like, girl, maybe a pair of titties would have helped me.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe you'd have had grandkids by now. Who knows?
Do you have siblings?
My dad was a hoe.
Oh,
so he has another wife and children I've never met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just me and my mom.
That's sweet. Moms are good.
Very that.
Or, I
very
mean, unless that. Your mom's terrible, then she's not good. But
no.
My mother was
I
great.
Have a great.
I
one.
Love her.
Praise
that. So, after going through seminary, when did you decide that that wasn't the path for you?
Like, year four, I think it was just like, I'm broke. I love you. I can't mm-hmm. do this anymore. I'm going to hair school. I'm going to, like, fulfill a dream of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I really thought, like, this is it. Like, my friend came up to me and she was like, hey, I had a dream. I'm supposed to give you some money. I had no money to pay for, like, the deposit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a check. I was like, okay. Then my friend came and stayed with me. He left, like, $750 on my bed mm-hmm. after he stayed with me. And I was just like, I have my money for my deposit, so let me go. I started. And everyone in hair school was like, you're straight? Yeah, right. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get married, and this is her dress. And they were like, you have her dress picked out? And they were like, yeah, you're so, and I was like, no, it's totally fine. Like, you know, this is, I'm a man, I know what I want. And
they were like, I know, what kind of dress I need her in.
Yes, I had the colors and everything, floor arrangements, Pinterest was real.
I love it so much.
I don't know how I thought I was going to get there and do it, but I'd have figured it out. Yeah, and then I started hair school September 2010, we started going out in November 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to, like, push all the gay back in January
The
new year. And I was like, I'm not going to believe in it
new
anymore.
New year, not a gay.
Not a gay, yeah. New year, not a gay. Just no, girl. And it lasted for 3 months. And then, yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, what an interesting thing that religion does to people. Like, it says that God accepts all children, except if you're this, this, and this, and this. And mm-hmm. I was like, that's not, right. I don't think that's right.
It's so weird because you can see the politics in, like you said, organized religion and how I would say our own brokenness interpreted by scripture. You know,
mm-hmm.
your brokenness reads something, da da da. So I feel like preachers, in their own brokenness, they look at homosexuality and they're like, oh, you're so horrible, da, 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 you know, the Bible condemned. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you can't talk about all this other love and compassion that this man had.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I go, well, everything I learned about him as a father, I go, yeah, I'm not buying it. Now, this is where I go.
Mm-hmm.
in those biblical days where those were no condoms mm-hmm. and no douching, mm-hmm. you know, nobody was douching back then. No one was doing that. I think, you know what I mean? And we know that the Romans and Grecians was humping everybody
and
they
everything.
Also was trying to, you know, they was little limp limps and, uh-huh. you know, the little drip drips. So the good book, the father was like, look, I love y'all. Look, I don't want your meat to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
The shit in your urethra is gone, girl. It's done. Penicillin came out in 1946.
Uh-huh.
So you was just screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, maybe if he was just being a loving father and your brokenness interpreted that he's barking at me. No, he's just trying to mm-hmm. save my penis. What is it, Pinot Noir? Girl, he loved it. He's not letting that thing get corrupted.
I love that you're like, your interpretation of the Bible is homosexuality is a sin, so your meat don't fall off.
Well, just, you know, I think it was just the viewing of it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I think it was really like, shit down your urethra. That's gross. That's, you know what I mean? If mm-hmm. everything was about cleanliness, you know what
yes.
I mean? And purity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then that part, because what the world has done is they always view homosexuality as just sex.
Yes.
But the reality is, me and the guy at Starbucks who's handing me my coffee, he winks at me when he says my name.
Mm-hmm.
My heart flutters. But I didn't think about his penis or anything like that, but I'm still gay.
Mm-hmm.
So if it can get out of this realm of just sex and if homosexuality can be finally viewed as orientation,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like, it would be, what's the word?
I hate the word natural,
but that's not
it would be easier for
easier,
people
yeah.
who didn't understand it to appreciate that it's like mm-hmm. the way you feel about the opposite sex is the way some people feel about the same sex.
Very
and
bad.
It's fine. It is okay.
I also think people that are like, when they bark at, you know, gay people and queer people and all the, you know, all the lovely alphabets that we have, I really feel like they have horrible sex lives. I really do.
Agree.
Like, you don't look healthy. You don't
nope.
look like your man is putting in work. Your lady looks like she's not riding you well. So clearly, maybe y'all see that aggressive manly.
Uh-huh.
You want that, sis? So I don't know.
I honestly think so. I think a lot of people who are like, being gay is bad, are either suppressing something that they feel or they're having bad sex,
like,
and they see people having fun. Because you can't look at the gay pride parade and be like, those people are sinning and they're sad.
Yeah,
it's like, they're the happiest people
that part,
you've ever seen.
That part. I think if your walls got knocked off regularly, you know, that headboard was broken, girl, there would be no talk. You'd be like, girl, just let them people live. Come on,
right?
John. Come
also,
on, mister. What was your dad's name?
Trevor.
Come on, Trevor. We got to go work out. You know what I mean? There'll be no time for that foolishness.
Also, the flag is a rainbow.
Yeah.
It's all of the colors. It's like, if you don't like one, we got so many others.
That. What was that? Lisa Frank?
Yeah.
I wanted very one just Lisa for the Frank. Fact of the colors.
Yes, the like, colors make you happy.
It's just like, oh my gosh. This is blue, red, green, lovely, purple, indigo.
Indigo.
Love this.
Indigo is such a pretty name for a color. Indigo. I walked in on my two friends having sex this week. So I went.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have been trying to have sex, and it's just not been working out in my favor. So I guess I've got this, like, energy that, like, I need sex near me. And then the universe is like, you can be near it, but you cannot have it.
Is that what it is? I feel like that's...
I don't know. I was in Napa, and we were all sharing rooms because it was this big house, and there was, like, 10, 12 of us. And I was going to the bathroom, like our private bathroom in the room and not the bathroom in the living room. Cause I was like, oh, someone's in there. Let me go in here. And my two friends were like on the bed. And I was like, are they naked? Like when I opened the door and I was like, what are you sucking each other's dicks? Like as a joke. And they were like, no, why would we be doing that? And I was like, I don't know. Then I went to the bathroom. And I was like, I think they were. And then I left the bathroom and they were fully fucking. And I was like, why didn't you wait until I left? And they were like, sorry. I was like, it's fine. I have to get out of here. And the lights were off and I tripped over a suitcase and I fell down. And it was like a very big kerfuffle. And I was like, I have to get out of here.
Oh my God.
And then my friend was like, I would help you up, but there's cum on my hands. And I was like, this is a nightmare.
This has been traumatic.
And then I walked in on them again. They were at the far living room, and I was going to set my stuff in there because I had to leave at 3 a.m. to make my 6 a.m. flight. So I was like, oh, I'll sleep in the back living room. Everything will be fine. And as I was setting my stuff down, I heard, and I was like, and I just went, no.
No.
And then he was like, we went to the furthest place in this house. How did you find us again? I was like, I don't know. I think my body was like, the sex is happening. Maybe someone will invite you in. But no, they sure didn't.
Oh my gosh, girl.
It was
I feel
very,
that way too.
Silly.
Sometimes I've been thinking about this because I know, here you go. My mom, strong single black woman, right? And you know, strong single black women are, who know who they are like, what is the word? That word. And
intimidating?
Yeah, no, a little, but there was something a little bit more bougie I wanted to say. But yeah, I think it can be very intimidating. Mm-hmm. Let's just go with that, right? So I think I may come across the way that, like, come across intimidating sometimes, not wanting to, but I'm like, okay, I know the flirting's working. Okay, great. But I'm not going to give you too much. Like, okay. Because we can find another one on Tumblr. Like, just swipe up, boo-boo. Okay, I'm not going to give it to you. But then after a point, I'm like, wait, so there was Kim. What? What's the tea? Like, why doesn't it?
Oh, so are you single right now?
Very single. I've had beautiful, luxurious moments that, like, I had a lover in Amsterdam. I don't call him a lover. I mean, but I love him.
Were you here? Or?
I met him here, and then I did a gig in London, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna be here. You wanna meet up and like hang out? And he was like, yeah, I'll fly into London, and then you can fly back with me and stay in my house. And so I did. So he came and visited me in London, and then I flew back with him to Amsterdam, and then we did the whole like travel around, you do the boat. Girl, it was a romantic.
Oh,
it was
my God, that's so romantic.
I love him, girl. Okay, you ready for the gag?
Yes.
Okay, this is very fun in the morning podcast. So while kissing him, you know how you come out of it? Girl, I saw my stepdad and it was kind of gaggy, like in a moment. And then I was like, oh my God. And for the longest time, I was trying to figure out like my type. My stepdad was like 6'4", Native American, dark hair, dark features. Ooh. You're very angular.
Honk, honk.
Oops, gave his name out.
Do you want me to beep it
out? Yeah, bleep that out.
Okay, can you beep it out with a honk, honk?
Yeah. This individual's, he is high cheekbones, angular, like very, very that T. And I go, oh my gosh, like all the guys I've really ever liked. Kind of like my stepdad.
Fit into that.
Very, very that. It's so kind of weird, but I'm like, okay, so anyway, I had that lovely situation, and then I had some big Mickey Mouse man.
He's gorgeous. Big Mickey Mouse man.
He's my big Mickey Mouse man, girl. I love him.
Like Disney prince?
Yeah, like he looks like one. He's like,
oh, okay.
Like just
Because I was like, does he sound like Mickey Mouse? Is he like, oh,
no, but he like loves Disney. Mm-hmm. He like, you know what I mean? He was very like, I love cartoons. Mm-hmm. Like the little rat from
Ratatouille?
No, the rat from Oscar from Kermit and the Frog. What's his name?
The rat from Kermit?
Kermit and Miss Piggy. And like, what's
There's
that?
There's a rat?
Yeah.
Wait, Marissa, do you know about this rat?
Who's the... it's what's the name of the show though?
The Muppets.
The Muppets. Okay, so there's a Muppet rat, and I forgot whatever. Anyway, he was
okay.
Rizzo the Rat.
Yes,
Rizzo
that one. Oh. Rizzo the Rat. That's his favorite. You know what I mean? So, but like we didn't like date.
Mm-hmm.
I met this man right after I filmed All Stars, mm-hmm. so I was on television for a full year, no break. Hit the road working. Drag Race is hard.
Oh,
it is very, yes. very, like, emotional draining. The way they sequester us, girl, is, like, intense. Mm-hmm. So when I found these loving arms, girl, of this mm-hmm. 6'4", like, Adonis, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, mm-hmm. I met him, girl. No, but I've never, like, really, really, like, dated.
So you've never had a relationship?
Nah. Not like you're my man and, like, yeah, never
Me
that.
Either.
So crazy.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Okay. Lovely.
Some ad ran. Who knows? Okay, so you've never had like a true relationship.
Like a true.
Like where
yeah.
you were like, you're my boyfriend and I'm your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Me either. And people are always very stunned to find that out. And I'm very stunned. I'm stunned to find that out about you.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
And it's like,
no. And you're like, girl, bye.
It's like, yeah. I would come up with a better lie to tell you.
Yeah.
I just bared my soul to you and you went, can't be true.
Can't
and you're
be
like,
true.
Well, oh I can't God. Figure it out either.
That part.
So have you ever dated a lady?
I had girlfriends like in elementary, mm-hmm. but not like as a man. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, here you go. Right before I came out, I was in seminary school and there was this girl named Ruth. She was from Louisiana. She was Southern. But when I tell you, she loved the Lord and she was fiery, honey. And she would make her own granola. She didn't eat meat.
Uh-huh.
I loved her. And I wanted to marry Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done it. Thank God I didn't because I would have cheated on her. Uh-huh. I probably would have been one of those men that I was sleeping with that was married with like children and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, married that. So praise God I didn't. But no, I've never. Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever done...
Touched it? Yes.
That was not my next question, but I love that you went there. Because in my brain, I feel like you saying touched it just means one pointer finger just touched the outside of someone's pussy and you went, no, thank you.
Girl, no, the 90s admit truth or dare, girl. Oh, my gosh.
It was truth or dare.
Damn, girl. Not going to outdare me, bitch. I'm bold. I got this.
I agree with
you. I remember,
you.
But I know.
I agree. You cannot out dare me. I'll do anything.
It's so scary, girls.
Okay. Oh, that's so funny. No, my question was, have you ever used dating apps?
Girl, I remember I tried to get a match.com, eHarmony. eHarmony sent me to another website. Girl, it was so crazy.
eHarmony also rejected me.
Okay, I didn't know if it was
it
real.
It was because... It was like 100 questions.
It was too many questions.
And they asked the same questions
different
again.
Different way, yeah.
And I would just answer it differently because I felt different at that point. And I guess they were like, this woman's a sociopath. They said I was part of the 3% of unmatchable people, which this was like 10 years ago.
Oh
so maybe their algorithm is different.
Oh, my
But I don't need to be on eHarmony. I don't need someone to tell me that my lifestyle is sinful or whatever.
Is that what they do?
Because it's like a Christian-based dating site. So
that's why I saw one of those boys that I was in seminary school with on the commercial.
Really?
Gaggy. Yes.
Well, yeah, that makes sense because mm-hmm. they're seeking out the Christians.
Oh, well, why don't they just bump up Christian Mingle then? And the gag, honey, is that you get over there. True T?
Uh-huh.
T.S. Madison is not joking when she says, and Christian Mingle. Honey, I'm going to let you know something. Some of these brothers, honey, look, they don't care.
I wish our community did not stigmatize, being LGBTQ as much as we do. Because then you wouldn't have dudes being like on the DL, you know, fucking unsafe and then going home to their wife and fucking them unsafe. Like, and it's like, if we were just open and talked about shit, this man could just live the life he wanted to live with another man. And then this woman could just go be, just do whatever she wants. That.
Or I also, you know, and it's very weird because I feel like this is a weird, touchy spot. But I think if people really give grace for sexual fluidity, I think, like, there wouldn't be this hard. Like, some people are really paying, and they just go, like, if I'm into you, I'm into you. That's a world that's really not talked about unless you're some crazy little hippie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But that's real. And so just because you may not have experienced that world on a regular basis does not mean that those feelings and that identity is not there. So it's so like, yeah.
There's a lot of pan women who, or bisexual women, or women who are just like, don't identify as anything out there. Like, there are a lot of late in life lesbians who do not identify as lesbians. They were married to a man for a super long
time.
And then they hit 50 and they were like, fuck this bullshit. I fell in love with this woman and I want to spend the rest of my days with her. But they're like, I'm not a lesbian. And it's like, well, okay, whatever.
You know,
yeah, whatever.
Because it's they're more so that, like, old school way of, like, Aunt June had, like, you know, her friend that lived with her. Very type of that. So we're like, we're committed, but we're not the and all it is, once again, is the stigma,
it's the stigma
of being a lesbian. Or, you know, they're not, one's not, like, a fishy to a bulldog, as they would say back in the day, girl. You know, so it's that weird.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It really blows my mind.
I might cross back over, girl, if I don't. Now, I don't know about the sex part. Girl, you know, I have money now, so we'll buy her a lovely assortment of toys.
Yes, yes, but yes. Get you a strap on and call it a
girl,
day.
No, I couldn't do that part. You know, we can. No. I mean, like, I would buy them for, and she, okay, sis, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to leave you alone. I'll see you on Thursday. You know,
but it's Tuesday. I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday, girl. You know, I do, like, I think about, I know I'm moody as hell. I'm a true Gemini. But somehow in me, I feel like I'm slightly a Taurus. Someone was talking about, like, rising moon. I was like, okay, y'all going too deep. I'm scared now. But they say rising moon is like a Taurus. So I'm really emotional. Socially, I'm like, ooh, life of the party, la, 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 la. Emotionally, I'm like, hold me. Right. But the older I get, I've recognized, like, I'm 33, not dating in these traditional whatever ways.
Well, it's hard.
Become okay with, like, I love Kevin even more. And then the fact of, like, someone always being there, ooh, like, in my house. Ooh, you gotta go.
I feel that, too.
I feel like I, even if I do date someone, like, I feel like, okay, the Most High, you know, God has set me up. Like, I want you to be in a good place. Because the man I want, I know he's going to be like, oh, honey, you have to come to the, because that's what I want. I'm very there. So let me get myself together. Okay, cute. But can you stay in your house over there? You can spend a night. You can even spend a night for 2 days. But you need to live.
You have to leave my house.
I can't, girl.
The thought of sharing my space feels insane. I don't know where that person would put their clothing.
Where?
I have a lot of clothes. I have a lot of belongings. I don't know where you would go.
And it's me and Monique. So.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because you have boy stuff and then the drag.
The drag.
My God. That, oof, that must be intense.
But that's another thing. Like, even I have met some guys, you know, being out and about. And, you know, there are certain guys that are, excuse me, bold enough to go ahead and approach me. And, all right. Now. I don't know about you, but when a man puts his hand in the middle of your back,
okay,
for everyone who's listening, that is the sign that you are dealing with a man. Okay, right there, girl, okay? And for those that don't know, okay, so in the middle of your back, you should still have at least a good 2, maybe 3 inches.
From the butt.
From the butt.
Yes.
Right
because
there.
Because if it lands on the, like, at the top of the butt, I'm like, eh, you're being a little fresh.
Right, too fresh.
But, like, when you're just, like, right there and then
I
you're
feel
like,
loved right now, touching myself. Everybody, just go ahead and just touch
just
the
touch
middle
the
of your
middle
back. Bitch. Yes, love.
And then you get eye contact.
You do.
And then when the voice is there
right.
and the voice is right,
right.
you're just like, oh,
oh,
well,
hello.
Oh, Yeah, I dated this dude who did that to me, like, on our first date. He, like, opened the door for me. Ooh. The hand went on the small of my back, and I looked up at him, and we made eye contact, and I was like, well, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him tonight.
Yeah, girl, you can have all of my groceries, girl.
I'm going to suck the soul out
of
this man's dick. Ooh. And I did. Ooh. I was just like, nom, 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 nom.
Do you remember
so
that
excited.
Scene from Scary Movie when he shot her up to the ceiling after she... that part, girl. that part. Yeah, like, when they come up to you and they do that, so I've had a few, and it's like, great, so they're cool, we can talk. Mm-hmm. You know, and I recognize that I'm very bold, but I'm shy.
Uh-huh.
I'm very shy. I kind of do like to play the little damsel, so I do like you to be taller than me. And if you're short, then you just better have, like, dick for days. or know how to work the one you got, you know? Uh-huh. If it's six or short, you can go home. Mm-hmm. Just go on home. We're not playing
with that. Goodbye.
But it's hard for the guy that may be trying to talk to me in that moment. And just even mm-hmm. just whatever, for the constant fandom to come up and hiking out. You know, that's a
yes.
lot for them.
Yes.
And I go...
Yes, because it must be so hard to go to a gay bar.
It's girls kind of hard. You can go to the sushi restaurant and they'd be like,
oh, yeah, fair. Anywhere, really.
It really is.
Emmy nominated. Emmy winning.
Yes, girl.
The people know.
Girl, and they know Miss Brown Cow, girl. I was
mm-hmm,
in
Brown Cow
hard,
stunning.
I was in the hardware store and this woman's holding like mulch or something for the ground. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do yard work. And she's like, Brown Cow stunning, and I turn around and I'm like, yeah. She's like, hi, what are you doing? And I'm like, girl, I need a duct tape. Just, yeah, I don't know. Girl, how do we also tell me this? Do you find like, so you're in your 30s, right?
Yes, okay. I was born in 86, so I'm gonna be 33 or 32. 33?
No, you should be either 33, going to be 33.
Okay, so I'm going to be 33 in August.
Yeah, okay, because 2020, you'll be 34 like mm-hmm. me. Okay, great. So the older I get and the more money I get, mm-hmm. do you...
The less time I have
for
dummies.
The bullshit. I have no time for the fuck boys unless we fuck it uh-huh. and then you need to go.
Uh-huh.
But we're really not doing it because I'm very scared of like... HIV is real, but I'm not scared of HIV because I know what to do. It's the mm-hmm. other stuff.
Yeah.
When you, girl, I moved
don't
here.
Don't bring me the bumps.
The drip, drip,
don't
the bump,
bring
bump,
me the
lump,
lumps. No, thank you.
I moved here and there was a sign that said chlamydia, the hidden STD, right there on Hollywood Boulevard. I said, oh, no. And you think, and then here comes the tray just looking all sexy, walking in. I said, I'm not touching none of you. None of you. No, ma'am.
And truly the way those billboards are, if you're not in LA, LA is filled with billboards about STDs that make it sound like the end of the world is coming and it's chlamydia.
Girl,
it's
or that
so
new strand
wild.
Of gonorrhea who don't
there's
go
a
away.
New one
there's a so there's another like a new strand of gonorrhea that is like unacceptable what is the word
undetectable
like, no like it won't it can't be true
oh,
to trick
resistant
to penicillin.
Oh boy,
girl,
I mean, how many people you gotta fuck to come up with a new strain?
Girl, this is the gag. If Usher was out there giving it away to folks, look, he has millions.
Millions.
I don't have that in the bank. So if you got millions and you getting it, girl, my little girl, that's one drunk night in the Uber. I'm not doing it. No, you can go home. Put all the lights on. This is what I tell people at all my shows. Before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Do a thorough examination, mm-hmm. girl. Touch mm-hmm. on it. All right, Dad, I'm going to work you out. But look at all of the angles, girl. Look up under
lift
that lip.
Dick, lift
yes,
the
girl.
Balls,
if it has that turtleneck on
it, side,
pull it
pull
all
it
the
down.
Way. Girl.
I do. I had a joke about that because fat women, like, so I was on the Steve Harvey show and they had done this, like, they found this survey where it said, like, a lot of fat women have sex in the dark. And I was like, you can't. Who cares about your body? It's your safety. You have to look at every inch of that person.
Girl.
Or you have, like, not even or put Ooh. On a condom. Put on a condom, but Ooh. Also look at that shit before you roll on the condom.
Very bad.
Because you don't know, a little bumpity bump could sneak right out.
That's the thing. Like,
sneak
the
right
bumpity
out.
Bump. And I think that's the other part of, like, I go, Jesus, is my libido low? Is my, like, I think about it. I'm like, no, but you're my own nasty pig. Jesus, I'm a nasty pig. You know what I mean? And it's so, like, it's so true. But I go, wisdom, mm-hmm. like, the older you get, wisdom is, like, your best friend.
Yes.
It is your best friend. And you think about everything mm-hmm. now. At 20, you be like, oh, fuck it. I don't care. It's a bump. It's a hair bump. You
yes.
know, just, it's a hair bump.
Yes.
Girl, it's mid-shaft. That's
yes,
not a hair
that's
bump.
That's not a hair
you
bump,
know what I mean?
Baby. That's not where you're shaving it.
Mm-hmm. But now, I'm like, did you wash your hands before you come over here? Adam for Adam was an old, like,
I remember Adam for Adam.
It was all of the older, like, gay men that was very, like, weird about scent and smell. Mm-hmm. And I found myself turning, you better take a thorough, if I smell, and you can walk up the stairs and, like, booty sweat, ball sweat, what happened?
I once sucked a dick that was, like,
oof! I can smell it right now.
I couldn't smell it. It was in my mouth, and I was like, this tastes like poison. And then I was like, well, you gotta suck the poison off. I was like, he here, he Australian, and he cute.
Girl.
Ooh, it was bad.
Girl, I remember I had this one piece of trade, girl. And first of all, so the photo, I was nervous because he zoomed in. Like, I was like, wait, is this?
He zoomed in on his dick?
I don't know, but it was one of these angles where it was like, is this really big or is it not?
You know, is it an angle or is it
much like short guys on dating profiles, like, you'd be like, oh, he is 6'4", he is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then you see him accidentally in the pavilions and you're like,
You see him accidentally in the pavilions.
Girl! In the fruit section, because, you know, they want that organic fruit. Uh-huh. And you'd be like, oh, no.
But at least it's nice, especially if they got, like, pineapple or something. They're trying to taste good for you.
Now, that is another thing I have learned. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go on dates or if you have a man who wants to be romantic and cook for you, if daddy made asparagus, we're not eating that. Okay, this is a funny story. So in my fitness journey, I was 200 pounds, so I was losing weight. And
how did you lose weight,
I did HCG.
What's that?
It's their human growth something hormone that's in pregnant women's pee that they extract.
What?
Yeah, girl.
So wait, is it an injection?
An injectable, or they have injectables or drops. So you do that, and then...
So pregnant women donate their pee, or no?
I don't know how they get it, girl.
Me either.
But it works.
Okay.
Right? I did that. I did that twice. And then I did paleo.
Oh, okay.
And CrossFit. And truthfully, that's what really, really did it. But right before I started doing CrossFit and paleo, I was like, oh, asparagus. Yeah, great. It was frozen. Let me eat that before I go to the gym. Lovely. Girl, I ate the bag. And I did not know. And then I went to go work out, girl. And then I went to go pee. And I was like, oh, my gosh, these urinals need to be clean, girl. I was like,
yeah, you eat asparagus and then you go, am I about to pass?
Girl.
You're like, the smell.
I thought it was the urinal. Then I went home and went to the bathroom again. And I was like, what is that smell? So then I was thinking, like, well, it was 3 months ago since I had. So then I thought I was rotting. I had thought I had, like, contracted some STD where I was rotting from the inside, girl. And I was like, no, the Lord is punishing me, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Girl. And then something was like, just Google.
Just
Google.
Yeah, just Google smelly pig. And immediately it's like, asparagus, girl. Asparagus. Calm down. It's asparagus.
It was Yahoo Answers back in the day, girl. It came on. Thank God for that. Yeah, girl.
Do you get hit on a lot in drag? Yes.
Yes. Okay, so here you go. Before you would get the older, I'm going to use this language, it's derogatory, but it's just what it is, tranny chasers, right?
Okay.
And so they just want to kind of get their rocks off. Lovely. Yes. Cute. How much money you got? We didn't all do horrible sex for free, so look, I might consider how much you got. If you got $3,500, I might let you put the head in, and I'm charging $2,500 for every inch after. And I want you to be lengthy. Okay? So if you don't have that kind of money, well, then you can leave me alone. But what I'm finding now is a lot of, I think because this generation is not so caught up on, like, binaries in a sense. So they're kind of like, wait, I just saw you talking to this, like, rough piece of trade, and now you're, like, winking at me and kind of like, and then, like,
nobody really has a type anymore.
It's kind of weird. And you'll meet some guys, and I'm like, once again, that small of the back. I'm like, sir, you are a gay man. You know I'm a dude. I'm looking like a lady, but you treat me like a lady right now. Like, there's just, even I do it. Like, if there's a girl or whatever, there's a way you honor her and you talk, you know what I mean? Because my mother, she was a woman. You treat women, you know what I mean? You honor them. I'm like, sir, I'm feeling the fantasy a little bit too much right now. And this is human hair, so don't do me. Don't you? You know, I got bundles, girl.
Got bundles. I wish I had bundles. This is wigs from AliExpress. She was like $100.
Girl.
But you know what? I'm working.
Here you go. Look, I go to the His and Her Girl, His and Her Hair Goods, Little LA.
Expensive.
No.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm. You go in the box, the clearance box. Okay, human hair is human hair, right? So if you want, like,
but
a light color.
But do you make your own wigs?
I do. So this is what I'll do. I'll get I'll get a human. Now, because I'm a dude and I have wide shoulders, mm-hmm. I'll get like a cheaper human hair wig, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be the best of quality because I'm a dude. I'm a drag queen. I'm going to take it off. I'm going to wear it, throw it in the bag, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So then I get the cheaper hair, sew that into it, do a deep conditioning treatment on it, style her up. She's good to
okay.
go.
Okay.
Good to Nicole, never. I would love to. I'll just, we'll make some hair for you, Seth. I surely will.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to give you the whole little baby edges and everything. Yes.
I would love that.
Can we do a transformation side note?
What?
Can we do a transformation side note? Like, you can come over, I can come over somewhere, and we can just do it. We'll record it. Just do the whole.
Yes.
I love
I would fucking love that.
Well, you just give me a day. I come back August 12th from tour. So
and
just
I am free for most of August. I would love that.
Totally.
Ugh, what a treat.
Thing. I would love it.
And we'll like film it.
Yeah.
We'll put it up on YouTube.
Very bad.
So if you're listening, look for it.
It's going to be so great.
Google it.
Now, I saw you do a split.
Yes.
But we are going to require you to wear heels and then see if you can do that same split.
Oh,
and we'll put the dramatic like music with it. Girl, you did that split good. You got down there, wham. I said, all right, and you can pop back up.
You have got to see me walk in heels. I cannot walk in heels. I'm knock-kneed and also fat. So, like, my body is like, oh, well, you're asking my body. You're asking too much
of my body.
Okay,
what about, like, a real platform?
I think I could do a platform.
I think, okay, let's do platform. I think just a video of you looking like a baby giraffe trying to walk in heels would be priceless.
I think it would also be very funny.
I think,
also, oh I like the way you paint. So yes. I'm very excited to see myself in that.
And you have good eye space, too.
Yes, thank
you.
You
do. You have real good eye
makeup
space.
Makeup artists say that a lot. They're like, you've got good space to play.
So I don't really
have to, like, my brows are, they're high enough.
Yeah,
which
they
means
are.
I can do a lot of, you know, colors and stuff in there.
Oh, my God.
I fancy myself a little baby drag queen sometime. I mean, I don't do drag, so I'm not a drag queen.
What if we set the whole thing up and we just did a night at Mickey's or something? You
okay.
just have to just at least one song. You don't
okay.
have to do the full two. Just do like a good 2 minute bob.
Okay.
Boom, girl.
I would do that.
And you'll make money.
I've seen Latrice work a 4 minute song and sweat.
Yes.
And, you know, the happiness is
yes.
sucked out of her. And I'm like, that would be me. And homegirl can truly.
She
It was insane. She was like 2 feet in the air and then da doof right into a split. We all lost our minds. She's incredible. You're also an incredible lip syncer.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that. Girl, you know, it's true. Like, Shangela, she injured herself, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, and she was down for like a month and change.
Oh, yeah? Oof.
And like her bone popped out, girl. And now she's like back, like dancing, bucking, and all of
uh-huh.
that. She performed for Beyonce and mm-hmm. all of that. I go, Jesus, if I hit the floor and break some, who's taking care of my mama?
It's a wrap.
No.
Yeah, I'm careful when I do my little splits.
Yeah.
You know, ease down into it. And then I'll bounce for a little
yes.
bit.
Yes. You did do the little
to give me the fantasy that I landed like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. So how did you get into doing drag?
I had just come out of seminary school and I was broke and homeless, girl, mm-hmm. literally homeless. Somehow graduated at the top of my hair class and I had got a studio apartment downtown KC. I used to hang out at Hamburger Mary's and the manager was like, do you know anyone that can be a teenage drag queen? And I was like, I'll do it,
mm-hmm.
jokingly. And they were like, actually, you would be really perfect for this. And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. I was very deceived and bought into the BS of only dating white when I came out, which mm-hmm. is the pseudo-alleged standard in the gay community.
It's the standard of
everywhere.
The world.
Yeah.
Did you know in a script you have to notate if a character's not white? So you have to be like, Kimmy, 22, black. Otherwise, a casting director will immediately go for white because white is the standard in this world. It's wild. It is so wild.
Now I feel like they look at us as the checks. Okay, do we have a woman of color?
Uh-huh.
Do we have a gay?
Uh-huh.
Are you black? Are you this?
Uh-huh.
It's just like, so we're still not seeing. We're just checklist now.
Yep.
But I bought into the BS of, you know, you had to date a white dude, and generally white guys want that fantasy of, like, that runaway slave who's going to, like, break your back and fuck you. I mean, just too much. Sorry about it. Okay.
No,
because
black men in the gay community are so sexualized. And it's like, if you're not, like, a little gym daddy, like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it bums me out.
But then, you know, the history of buck breaking and how that would happen mm-hmm. during slavery. So you think about, like, Black gay men have always been viewed as sexual objects and only viewed for that, and then literally thrown away once mm-hmm. again. It's so funny. It's like, oh, we need to unify. But, like, when they shoot us down in the street, sis, we don't see that on your Instagram feed, your Facebook mm-hmm. feed. But, like, let them say something about homos. Oh, now because mm-hmm. you identify with that. Mm-hmm. So it's just very weird how that happens. Anyway, I bought into all of that BS. And my manager at the time, he was like, do you really think, like, that's the dude you want to be with? And I was like, yeah, I know I don't. But I'm like, girl, I just want to at least taste the trade. Like, I'm new out, you know, see mm-hmm. what's out there. Screw it. I said, you know what, let me go get this money. I prayed about it. Girl, I went back. They were like, here's a check. Go get what you need. And boom, that was it. Ugh. And it's been 10 years. Literally 10 years. Crazy.
Your entrance look for All Stars was so stunning.
Thank you, girl.
So pretty. Did you do that or was that made for you?
I had it made for me. I came up, my designer, GB Couture, back in Kansas City. Shout out to you. I love you so much. I was like, girl, I have to go back looking like money mm-hmm. because I looked so cheap when I went back. And I said, the entrance room.
I don't think you look cheap.
I was, okay, here you go.
I think
Drag
people
Race
have a very,
is about, like, you need to look like money now.
Which I don't think is fair, because I think half the fun of drag is, like, what wild thing will this queen have on? And what is the statement this queen has?
Right. And I think when you, whatever. So, that part. So I just wanted to go back and look expensive
yes,
and go, like.
I get that.
And especially, here you go, being Black, the way that the fandom treats you as a, I mean, girl, you say anything negative and it's not like, oh, you're a horrible entertainer. It's
no,
like,
it's you're the N-word. I want to kill you.
You're, like,
you're a
what?
Piece of trash. It is so wild to me that the Black queens, all of them have less numbers on social media than the white queens. And I'm like, and we don't think there's an issue with the fandom. It's bananas the
and,
way
you know, and it's
y'all
crazy
are spoken to.
How it's weird because I sometimes give it grace for the fact of, like, prime example, I was with another young gentleman back home in Kansas City who mm-hmm. I adore, and I was visiting and I was staying at his house, and I get in his bedroom and I was like, why do you have this photo of Miss Cracker up and you don't have one of me? Like, bitch, I'm in your bed. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, we, and I'm sure they're not giving you nothing now because uh-huh. that is, you know what I mean? Like, bitch, what is up? And it was the whole thing of, like, he is a short white dude.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Cracker is a short white dude.
Mm-hmm.
And even if Miss Cracker was a tall one and he was still short or vice versa, I can identify and see myself if I wanted to be a drag queen mm-hmm. in you. So then you have all, you know, majority of the world's white, and then, or at least America, whatever. And then we have the Latinos that are honorary whites. Mm-hmm. And then you have light skin privilege, and then you have uh-huh. the Black, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So then it's all of these steps to, like, how do I see myself in you?
Yeah.
If, and it's just like, I get it, but sis, like, I will have to work, which we always do, triple,
twice,
double, whatever.
Yeah, like, four times as hard to
girl,
get I, half I, as far as they
I
get.
I danced on a stage one time with one of my vanilla sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I danced on a stage, jumped on the bar, jumped off the bar. Bitch, I gave mm-hmm. y'all a show.
Mm-hmm.
They clapped. They were like, great job. She came out there, she did her number, another girl, and they gave her a standing ovation. I go, never again. What am I doing wrong? And it was just so weird. And I was just like,
it sucks. It really, it really,
really
sucks.
Can,
and it, like, it can really get in your
does.
Heart to, like, because in stand up, sometimes you'll be on a show and you'll fucking crush. Like, so back in the day, I used to have to do shows to audition to, like, go to a festival or, like, a showcase before an audition.
Uh-huh.
And you'll do it and you'll be the best there. And then a nice white friend will get the audition or get the job, and you're like, but I know I could hear the laughs,
that part
I could hear it, and we could watch the tape again, and I know that I was funny. And then it's like, well, that wasn't for you, I guess go back to doing two shows a night. And
yeah,
like, I did, people sometimes are just like, wow, Nicole, like, things have just fallen in place for you. I'm like, sure they have, and I've been very lucky and I've been at the right place at the right time. But when I lived in New York, I did 2-3 shows a night for 7 days a week for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Girl, and that's the real.
And I still eat shit on the road sometimes. Like, I get humbled everywhere I go.
That part.
I did Seth Meyers, and it was my second late night show, and I was so excited to do it. I had this beautiful vintage purple dress that my friend had altered for me. I felt flawless. I felt I felt sickening. Like, you couldn't tell me I wasn't gorgeous. My makeup, the lash, everything. And there was paparazzi there, not for me, for Vanessa Hudgens, who was there before me. And as I was like, oh my God, I've never been photographed by paparazzi before. And I get out of the SUV. My friend Mateo Lane is with me. We're walking in, and I hear a child go, "Mama, who's that?" And the mother went, "She's a person." And I was like, uh-huh, nobody out here knows who I am. I still have so much more to go. It was just so funny because I was like, I can enjoy things, but I have to remember that, like, do not get complicit with where you are. You have to keep working.
You have to.
When people are like, what's next for you? I'm like, everything.
Everything. Yes. And, you know, living, first of all, I did not want to move to LA. I was like, I'm moving to New York. The energy that, like, that's where I wanted to be. And me and Monet were going to pitch a TV show to VH1 or whatever. Anyway, long story short, I moved here. Like, it fell in my lap. Okay, boom. And... No, first of all, nothing is ever going to be handed to you, right? Nope. And I know that, right?
Nope.
But just the level of how hard you have to work, and it's still like you're only as good as your like latest project or your last thing that you put out. So, and then even then, okay, well, we got this. So what's next? Sis, I just gave it to you.
Did it? Yes.
Like, can that be hot? Uh-huh. No. And it's just like, Okay, so how do I, that's the thing, like, I'm dropping my EP.
Ooh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. It goes on pre-sale August 1st, and then it drops in September.
Yes!
Hopefully, I come back from tour in July, in August, and we can get all the music videos, so I can release everything at once. If not, we're going to do it the old school way. y'all just listen. But just, like, even, like, funding that, girl. And, like, you want quality.
Yes.
It's expensive.
You got to put money down to make money back. And sometimes it's a gamble.
It is a gamble.
Sometimes you're like, I'm going to throw down this money and then hope people want what I have.
That part.
Like, I just started selling merch. And I've been so nervous about selling merch because I was like, well, what if I bring it on the road and then the shows don't go well and people hate me and then I'm stuck with all this merch that I'm just lugging around the United States. But then I started selling it online and it's been going pretty well. Yes. So I was like, I don't know. Let's take a chance. Let's make an investment and see if I can make a little bit more money when I'm on the road. Because being on the road is expensive and exhausting.
Come to DragCon.
Ooh, I might. That's in September, right?
That's in September. If not, at this one, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Mm-hmm. Also,
because I do DragCon out here every year. I do my podcast there.
Lovely. And then we can put you in a little get up, and then it'll be extra, and then it could be a meet and greet. They can meet you.
That would be fun!
And you can sell your merch.
Although, that must be... I don't know how you guys do it for 3 days. It is... exhausting.
It is exhausting. It is very it's so weird because you have friends who come into town and they want to visit and hang out and you're like, my love, I have just given everything I have.
Everything. People don't realize that's what a meet and greet is. It is me giving you a piece of myself.
It literally is.
Listening to you.
Listening.
Saying thank. And I am very gracious and I am so thankful that people even want to meet me.
Thank you.
But sometimes people say things where you're like, I don't even know how to compute this. Like, this man, my meet and greet the other day. So I tell a joke about how there's only four kinds of dicks. And then I talk about how this woman was like, what about a skinny dick or whatever? And then this man during the meet and greet was like, if you ever want a skinny dick, you know where to come. And I was like, I don't know how to process this.
And
his wife was right there and she was like, tee. I was like, y'all are crazy. Old white people are crazy, and they sometimes do not know how to act when they see a black woman.
That part.
They do not know. Yeah. I've been at weddings where at midnight, all the old white men lose their minds, and they're like, ooh, you're exotic. Can I dance with
you? Yeah, girl.
I'm like, I don't want it.
That part.
And then this other lady propositioned me and her husband with a threesome, and I was like, I know I talk about, like, dating and sex a lot, but, like, this way is wild.
Wild.
Like, find me in a bar or something, but, like, at a meet and greet where there's lights on us and there's a man taking our picture and you're like,
right.
What if you fuck us both? Your face!
Oh, my gosh. I would be... You know, and my face tells on me. Dad giveaway.
You have a face literally made for gifts. The face you just made... was so funny.
Oh my God.
Your eyes look like they were going to fall out of your head.
Literally. That is.
Yeah, people say the wildest shit to me.
So crazy.
But yeah, maybe I could do a meet and greet at DragCon.
And then you can sell your merch.
Yeah. I guess maybe I could do that. But I don't want to take up space because I am not...
Then do, you don't have to do like a big booth. You can do like just, I think, just maybe like two or one or two where you can at least have your backdrop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then have your, I would do a tall chair or whatever you feel comfortable in. And then just sit there and, hey, come on in, Nicole Byers.
Da-da-da-da. Do you just sit?
I stand because people so want to hug me. Mm-hmm. Like it's so, that's the crazy thing. Like, I know I am very loved. I know that I touch a lot of hearts. I don't have the following that show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People want to love me. And they want to like all... It's so weird because they come up and they want to give you everything. You're, you know, you saved my life from this. And that you'd be like, sis, you have to write me a note. Like, I have a line that's wrapped around for the next 3 hours.
And also, I don't think people understand that when you go... You saved me from the time I was going to kill myself. That's a lot to take in.
That's a lot.
Like, I'm really thankful that, like, because people have said, you know, like, listening to your podcast really got me through a dark time and stuff. But, like, when you go into detail about, like, you tried to, like, commit, like, that's...
It's a lot.
I'm glad that I've been here for you, but that, oof, it... Because then I start thinking, and I'm, you know, I start thinking about like my mortality. Then I'm like, I get sad sometimes. Who do I turn to when I'm sad? And you're like, oh, I don't want to. I still have to go meet other people. Yeah. So someone wrote me a card about some like a time in their life, and I was like, I got to read that later, and I was like, oh, that really touched me.
Yeah.
Reading it felt a little bit better than like
it's
in person.
Also very that too, because the reality is though. When you tell me that story of like, oh, I, you know, you were in this dark place, da da da, I have, you're actually wanting some response in the smallest way. And depending on what you tell me, I might not have the language to process.
Correct.
What you may need in that moment. Mm-hmm. So reading, I can either talk to the wall, I can say, oh, damn, like what? Oof. Boo boo. This is, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what you need to hear. Or maybe I can come back in 2 days, or maybe I have nothing to say at all, which is still okay. And you still, I did whatever I did not knowing that I was doing that for you. So you tell me in a letter, write me on, you know, slide in my DM, da da da. And then boom, I'm going to send you a lovely heart and we're going to move on.
I agree with that. Okay, Monique, I want you to look at my Tinder and tell me what's up. Tell me if it's good. Tell me if it's bad. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I updated it.
You know, I'm thinking about, okay, so I got, well, my Grindr got deleted because I guess they thought someone was catfishing with my photo. So I heard that the celebrities out here use Rafa.
Raya.
Or Rafi. Raya. What is
it? Rafa.
It
took me 2 years to get onto Raya.
Oh.
So I won't have you go through my Tinder because I have not updated it in a while. The only thing I added was, I'm a dark bottom filled with cream. And nobody has commented on that. It's really bummed me out because I thought it was pretty funny. My friend said it about my other friend, and I was like, I'm taking that.
I'm a dark bottom.
Power bottom.
I love that. It's so funny because so many women think they're tops.
Oh, I'm fully a power bottom. I don't think a lot of women understand what a power bottom is. Oh, baby, throw me against a wall. Smash my face into the wallpaper so I leave a print and fucking rail me. Or no, I'll you fucking are ride you.
No, that's a sub bottom. Okay, a power bottom.
Sometimes I go to town on a dick.
A power bottom is when you will fuck the dog shit out of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a true power bottom. Like, I don't need you, boo boo. I will do this.
Okay.
Too. Yeah, when his head is doing this and he's not doing the work,
I'm a submissive bottom if I like you, a power bottom if I don't like you. And I just need to get mine.
Yeah.
I'll just like get on it and be like,
yeah, when you slap him, that's when you're the power.
When you slap.
You know, lately I've been getting into that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know where I saw it, girl, but I was like, I'm going to try it.
You saw it in the porn.
Girl. No, because porn scares me.
You don't watch porn?
I mean, sometimes I check in and check out, but it's always that third
click. Still the same kind of porn.
It's still
fucking.
All right, same position, nothing new.
I talked about this on another episode, but I was sleeping with this dude. I was like, I like it rough. And he was like, okay. I was like, you could choke me. So then he was choking me, but also couldn't get hard. So he was just smushing his flaccid dick, but just choking me. And it took me a second and I was like, you're just choking me. you're trying to kill me.
Yeah, that part. I think it was was it 50 Shades or something? I don't know, but I saw some film and she like slapped him.
Uh-huh.
And he hit her. And then this is what I do. I kind of like the little kink too.
Uh-huh.
Lightly. And I'm gonna put my big toe in it. Just a little
just
bit,
a
not
little
too
bit,
much.
Just a little bit.
Because here you go. If you, I'll put your hand on my throat,
mm-hmm.
but you can't start there.
Okay.
Especially if you are of the vanilla persuasion.
Yes.
You're not starting at pimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in my times that I have been with the vanilla persuasion,
mm-hmm.
so I'm queenie, right? Like, I'm a butch queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, what's up? Da-da-da. But I'd be like, hey, girl. But in bed, I'm so passionate. Like, even like a quick booty call. Like, I'm still mm-hmm. like passionate, right? So I find myself being like this dom top, and then like I'm a slowly, it's a certain way
uh-huh.
that you know what I mean? It's like not on the whatever
it's
this
not
part.
Two hands coming
no.
at you at once.
But it's one, and I put like my pointer finger on the side of their jaw just
mm-hmm.
so it's like control, so you
mm-hmm.
feel dominated, but not like I'm a choke, because I'm a black man. You uh-huh. know I'm not going to jail.
No, thank you.
No, ma'am. Very bad.
Oh, boy. Well,
do you like handcuffs? Okay, I was too mad.
No, we can keep going. Have I used handcuffs? No, I've never used handcuffs. I would, though, and I'm waiting to be tied up.
Oh, you are bold.
I want to be tied up.
Oh,
so
that is a level of trust
bad.
That I... First of all, I'm like, you could do anything to me, which scares me. Two,
but
what if you leave me there? That is my biggest fear. I got things to do. And you're like, oh, I'm going to just try some kink and leave you tied up, come back Thursday. No.
I mean, hopefully I'd have a partner who I trusted, who wouldn't just leave me there. And then, you know, you set up, like, boundaries
safe words. Peaches.
Peaches. Oh, peaches. But, yeah, tie me up, diddle my clit, fuck me. Yes.
Have you ever done any public exhibitions?
I fucked a dude in the park. I've fucked in bathrooms of locations. I once gave someone a blowjob while I was standing up and they were standing up. I was just bent over with my legs spread, and my friend walked in and went, Nicole! And I was like, I don't want to get on my knees. This bathroom's dirty.
I live. Girl, I wish I'd have had that. The church bathroom.
Ooh.
Girl, I was a heathen. The church bathroom. The church Easter plate. Horrible. On the deacon's bench, girl. Thank God he didn't kill me then. McDonald's bathroom.
Okay.
The McDonald's.
Get you a Happy Meal and then get you a Happy Meal.
Girl, the McDonald's. I took the trash out one time and there was this man.
Were you working at McDonald's?
I was working at McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Girl, he could have been homeless, but I don't know. I feel very like Kimmy Schmidt in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Very, just one of those moments, but I don't know. Okay, everybody at the school auditorium. Like, yeah, girl, there was just part of the auditorium that was just like no one ever, I don't know why they built it, but yeah,
uh-huh.
girl, there. Girl, horrible, the gym locker room.
Oh.
The gym locker room, the gym weight room. The gym weight room used to
so
be
so this
like,
is why you don't watch porn, you're your own porn.
Yeah, I was kind of, yeah, girl, and this was all before I came out.
What?
You know, I think I had more sex and more kinkier sex before I came out than now.
Probably because it was like forbidden and that was part of the rush.
Yeah.
Maybe?
And then, too, you know, once again, you get old and you think about consequences like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the amount of times I didn't use condoms in my early 20s is disgusting to me now.
Disgusting.
Because I now always.
Girl.
You gotta put a condom on. I carry them with me. If you don't have one, I have one.
This is what I had to learn to start doing. Now, I wear the gold pack. I like men that mm-hmm. wear the gold pack. But I've had men that can still work it that don't wear the gold pack, and I
mm-hmm.
need to have those
mm-hmm.
ready for them
People
when they
are
come
like,
over.
What's the gold pack he's talking about? A
Magnums.
I love when a dude pulls out a Magnum.
Girl, you're like, the dick's good, girl!
Whenever people are like, that dick was too big, it was scary, I'm like, bitch!
Girl, you didn't do
it
right.
I see every dick as a challenge.
Every.
I will fuck a big, I love a big dick. Oh, I love a dick that I can't wrap my mouth around. That I'm just like having trouble. You're like, oh, I guess I just have to lick it like a popsicle? Like a lollipop or something? I don't know. Only the head's gonna fit in here.
Like this microphone head, I don't know if I could do that. I would like to look at it. This would be pretty.
I
would go, sir, I don't know. Like, this could not. I have things to do. My booty hole would fall out after this. I could not. You know, I can't go visit my mother during Christmas. can't do that.
My booty hole would fall out.
I can't do that.
Fair. That's funny. Such a funny image. Someone trying to hold their prolapse butt in while visiting with their mom.
Girls.
It's like, mom, if you only knew. Oh, I love it. Okay, Monique, we've come to the end.
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to promote? Your single pre-sale is August 1st. It comes out September.
We don't have the date. It's just,
oh, just in kidding. In September.
And then my book, I'm actually having an autobiography come out in May with an EP that will be released with that as well. That
congratulations.
Yes.
So this is wonderful.
Yes.
And then you're on tour in Europe?
I'll be in tour in Europe, all across the UK and Europe, starting the 24th through July 8th. Stockholm, Amsterdam, Glasgow.
August 8th.
What did I say?
You said July 8th.
Oh, yeah, August
8th. We passed 8th. That.
Sorry.
Girl, we passed that.
So, stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram, I am Monique Hard. Follow me on Facebook, I am Monique Hard. My Twitter, I am Monique Hard. I don't do a whole bunch of tweeting because people on Twitter are angry.
They're very angry.
But very bad.
I don't know what the fuck's up with people on Twitter. But truly, thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think you are a fucking delight. You are truly just as delightful in person as you are on the show,
you
are on social media. Like, you're just, honestly, a ray of fucking sunshine, and I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you need to rate it, subscribe, and if you write me something nasty, I will read it out loud. Okay, this person said, if I wasn't a taken gay, I would totally let you shove your foot in my butthole and wear me like a shoe. And pegging, oh, honey, I'd let you get the biggest and baddest strap on you'd like, jump my bones, achieve penetration, and obliterate and compromise the integrity and structure of my intestinal rack.
Okay, wait a minute. Go back. Wait, he said jump my bone and then get penetrated. Well, I thought jumping
That's what I thought. Jumping your bones, I thought meant you were fucking.
Yeah.
But I guess this man wants me to just wiggle my body on him. And then achieve penetration, obliterate and compromise the integrity and structure of my intestinal tract. You could then use my inverted rectum as a jump rope.
Girl, sounds
sausage casing, or throw it into a stir fry with a light fish sauce and whatnot. The choice is you. Stay golden, pony boy. Love you.
Oh,
yeah. That one's wild.
It started out like the guy from Amazon who was sexing that woman, and it was like those horrible, like, I can't wait to be on you. And what? Gross.
I mean, that one was nuts. Here's another one. This is someone giving me advice. Date someone that you met in middle school or high school. Well, bitch, I don't talk to those people.
Nice.
Oh, wait, Monique, I forgot to ask you this question. I asked all my guests. I've only missed, I think, two. Would you date me?
Okay, I'm just like the whole, I think about like we would have to have sex. That's my first thing I think about is the first thing. I'm like, we could totally do like everything, but like we can't do it. We're having sex. Like that's. The one we can do everything else.
Okay.
Yes.
We can hold hands. We can furniture shop.
Yeah.
We can pick out
on the couch.
And then I got to see you on a Thursday.
I see you on a Thursday.
Thank you so much for being here. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.